USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
COVID cases are still on the rise in many parts of the country. More than 20 states have reported a rise of at least 10% in new cases over the last 7 days, with the largest outbreak happening in Michigan. The state is averaging nearly 7,000 new cases daily over the last week, and on Friday, the state recorded nearly 9,000 new cases, the second highest single day since the beginning of the pandemic. Dr. Joel Fishbane is an infectious disease expert in Michigan, and he tells CNN that the main difference between the first surge and the latest is the age of the patients being hospitalized.
We don't have as many patients in the ICU, and we certainly don't have as many on the ventilators, which is good, but you still have young, relatively healthy adults, never been sick in their life, now are coming in needing oxygen. So it's a little scary for them, you know, it's scary for us.
This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
A group of House Democrats introduced legislation this week that would expand the number of Supreme Court justices from 9 to 13, a bill that House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she has no intention of bringing to the floor. Senator Lindsey Graham says the only reason there's a push to expand the court is that Democrats don't like the current makeup. The South Carolina Republican tells Fox News that approving the bill would make the Supreme Court nothing more than a political football.
There's nothing broken about the Supreme Court. They're nine justices. It's been that way since 1869, I think. They want to turn the court upside down to pack it with liberals because they don't like the makeup of the court. And what will happen is that every time one party takes over from the other, we'll change the number of justices. You've been a lawyer all your life. It will destroy the rule of law as we know. This is the biggest assault on the rule of law and the independent judiciary in my lifetime. The idea of packing the court so liberals can make it liberal rather than changing the makeup through the election process the way we've done it for a long time.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
A social media giant is facing backlash for another case of big tech censorship. Mike Fortier reports.
The New York Post silenced by Facebook for a story on Black Lives Matter co-founder Patrice Kahn-Cullors. The story published Wednesday reveals Kahn-Cullors recently bought over $3 million worth of real estate, including a $1.4 million home and guest house in an exclusive Los Angeles neighborhood where the black population is only 1.4%. Facebook, though, removing the story on Thursday for allegedly violating Kahn-Cullors' privacy because the Post showed pictures of the Topanga Canyon home in the article. The Post, responding on Friday, accuses Facebook of hypocrisy. The Post points out Facebook did not take down stories showing the resort where Republican Senator Ted Cruz stayed with his family during Texas's winter storm.
A group of House Democrats introduced legislation this week that would expand the number of Supreme Court justices from 9 to 13, a bill that Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she has no plans on bringing to the floor. Senator Marsha Blackburn believes the move is one of political convenience. The Tennessee Republican tells Fox News that those now pushing for new justices have argued in the past against changing the court.
They know that the progressives want to see the court packed. They want to fill it with liberal justices so that they basically have a super legislative majority. Now, Ed Markey, 5 years ago, was at the Supreme Court, standing in the exact same spot he was yesterday, calling for adding justices to the Supreme Court and saying 9 was enough.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.